Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I'm okay.
What happened there early in the game? You came, well, I mean, you're down on the field. You're obviously in pain. Can you tell us what happened there?
Just left shoulder, landed on it, and went a little numb on me. We're good.
Houston's defense, particularly the guys in the edge in the pass rush, was what were they doing to be so disruptive today with you and the offensive line?
I'll have to watch it on film. I feel like they were doing a few different stunts. They had a good plan, and we gotta play better.
Did they show you something different, Josh, than what was on film? Did they surprise you with something?
Not necessarily. They just got they wanted it today, you know. And we had a chance to win it there at the end, and got to find a way.
What'd you see on the final play?
Final play, looking like man, just dropping back and just trying to get it to one of our open guys.
On the fourth down play, it appeared on the sidelines on the TV broadcast that you might have been saying, what are we doing on that play? Was there some miscommunication, or were you just not happy with the play, or?
Just frustration on my part. In a situation like that, probably should have just banged a timeout. We got the play in late. Didn't give ourselves a chance there.
How difficult is it to deal with that pass rush, obviously taking all those hits? Can you even put into words how it is to get through a game like that? Most sacks of your career.
Yeah, it's not fun. I ran into a couple myself. I got to be better with throwing the ball away and living to see another down and letting us play some situational football and pinning them deep. And too many times I was going backwards, and I got to be better on that.
Do you think you could use the flat more, throwing the ball, dumping it off like you did to,
sure.
22, 26, and you took off and was able to tie Johnson on it. Sure. Do you think they could have went more on those flat passes and on the blitz all up?
I mean, it's hindsight's 2020. Ultimately, we got to execute, and we didn't do a good enough job of that tonight. Whatever situation, whatever circumstance, we got to put our head down and find a way there. And on the field, we didn't. That's what it comes down to.
With, like you say, finding a way, but you had so many injuries happening on both sides of the ball. How is it to deal with that as it's happening during the game, and to, like you say, stay focused when kind of everything seems at some point, even the ref got hurt. Everything's kind of falling apart.
Yeah, again, had a chance to win it there at the end, so that we did a good job of staying in it. You know, defense bailed us out at times, and again, we drive in the ball on that last drive, and we got to find a way to get in. We didn't.
What happened on the first interception?
First interception, honestly, he made a really good play. Zero was kind of pushing to the flat, and I saw Elijah for a split second was open. I mean, I can try to put the ball a little bit higher. That was just one. I feel like he made a really good play.
With the pressure they were causing, I mean, what was it like for you at the line before the snap? Just in terms, you, I mean, coming into the game, you said they didn't do a lot of anything exotic, but just in terms of projections and checks, what was the challenge like with just facing that group?
It's a good unit. It's really, you know, statistically, they're, I think they're at the tops in basically everything that you can be, the tops in, and they showed that tonight. You know, that's it's a really good football team.
I mean, that was 8 sacks, it's career high for Allen. So, can you kind of quantify what was going on?
Tough one for the boys.
Reasons?
Tough. I don't know. Tough one for the boys.
I know you guys pride yourself on being the more physical team. Did they get that to you tonight? Were they the more physical team? Is that what happened tonight? Did you see it that way?
You know, it's... It goes without saying, right? Like, if it's a game of inches, right? If the end of the game, Gabe caught a beautiful pass, if his feet were just a couple more inches the other way, the energy, like, would be a little bit different, right? Even though that those guys got to our quarterback, but energy would just be a little bit different. So it's a game of inches. Like, you would think that it was a full game, you know, like, but whooping, but. It's just football, man. Thursday night ball. Good on good. I respect those guys. 5'5", 5'1", even 9'6", you know, like those guys, they play well. Even Tim.
How disappointed are you with the false start in that? That was a critical situation.
Man, life, you know, I got to be better for sure. You know, this happens time after time, you know. It's hard. It's hard to play offensive line. It's hard to be at your best at all times. Stadiums and like this, it's loud, you know. There's no excuse. I gotta be better at times and like that. You know, I pride myself on being the best. It is and what it is. You know, that's, it's tough ball, man. But better days to come. You know, it kind of feels like it's the last game of the year, you know, but it's not, right?
I know you pride yourself on protecting Josh. For him to see him take that many hits tonight had to be rough, right?
It's gonna be a tough night, right? You know. Probably won't be able to sleep. You know, like when I see the kid get hit and he rolls around all hurt, stuff like that. You know, it's just, it's a tough day for the boys. Like that's like our little and big brother. You know, and sucks, man. Sucks. I hate losing. You know, we're a good team though. So I think that our best day is yet to come.
What gives you that confidence?
We're still available, you know. We still have opportunity to play. You know, like, that door ain't shut. So, that's the confidence.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Okay, not the result we were looking for. I am proud of the players, the way they battled. Had some guys go down. Guys gave it all they had, and we came up short. Things you can't do against a good football team and a good defense overall. Let's just start field position-wise. We beat ourselves from a field position standpoint. Some costly penalties. The turnovers, three turnovers. Just look at it overall and we weren't playing enough complimentary football, and we still had a chance to win at the end of the game. But plenty of things we need to work on, so time's yours.
Sean, offensively, obviously the pass rush was great, but they were doing it with four. Is that a little bit of a concern that they were able to get that much pressure with four?
Well, that's how they've built it, and that's what you want to be able to do. We've talked about that a lot, right? I think they had 12 hits on Josh, 8 sacks. Yeah, it's not a healthy formula right there.
This was the least amount of pressure applied to Texans quarterback this season. Why was it so hard to generate anything for you guys on that side of the ball?
Well, they were doing a good job of staying on schedule at times, getting the ball out of his hand. They do a good job with that. We knew that coming in. Mills throws the ball quickly, and we knew we were going to have to get our hands up to affect him. Thought the effort in the second half by the defense was outstanding. Gave us a chance to win, but the drive before half, the big play, the chunk right there, we got to be better. That was an important drive right there. So overall, we go back to work and continue to push forward here.
On the fourth down play when you went with Cook, Josh said that he felt the play was late coming in and maybe he should have called timeout. Is that the way you saw what happened on that play?
Yeah, I'm usually listening to Joe in terms of, hey, do we need one, do we not? I didn't hear that at that point. I'll talk to Josh and follow up. That's how it went down.
John, I know injuries are part of the game, but at some point are you throwing your arms up? Just like, when is it ever going to end, especially from the defense?
Yeah, can't do that. I respect your question, Sal. Can't do that. Right, we gotta stay in this thing, man. We grind and we grind it out, and that's what you do. You compete, you sign up. This is what you do. No matter you have no injuries or you have the injuries that we have, I do appreciate, again, like I've said before, guys stepping in tonight. Shaq went in there. Other guys were going down. Some came back, some didn't. Max, did not come back. But like I said, the effort, the will that the guys have, I don't question that one bit. I don't.
That's what I didn't mean. You throw it up because you get quit. I mean, it's like, is it ever going to end? Is what I meant.
Yeah, good question. Good question. No, but we fight. That's what we do. We fight. We battle, and we push forward.
I know you pride yourself on being the more physical team. Did they beat you to that tonight? Were they the more physical team?
Well, when they hit their quarterback 12 times, that's I don't like that. I don't like that stat at all, and it's not a healthy way to play. Or a healthy way to keep our quarterback healthy through the remainder of the season. So that's just not a good formula right there.
Sean Khalil had a slow start and then the fumble, obviously, but was able to bounce back and make some big plays. Just how do you evaluate his night overall?
Yeah, he's a heck of a football player. Big part of our team, made some big plays for us as well. Obviously, he'll want that play back. He's usually sure-handed, and in particular when he's carrying the ball. So I don't know who it was that came in there. It was an underneath cover guy and played with, you know, what we call violence and violent hands and violent arms, and made a good play on the ball right there on the tackle.
Sean, the decision to have Keon inactive, was there anything new context-wise for that? Or
anything new, did you ask?
Anything new?
Nothing new. No, we're just taking it one day at a time right now. Thought he had a better week, and we moved forward one day at a time.
Just to clarify, is this an extension of the discipline that you gave to him on the
first game? It was a short week, so we had basically 2.5 days, and you got a game plan and all those types of things. So, but it wasn't that it wasn't thought about. It was just like anything else. But just felt like we went with the guys that like we always do, try and do, unless the situation comes up like it did, go with the guys that give us the best chance every week.
Just one last thing. Offensively, as you're trying to figure things out, and you talked about this going into the game, that is a really good defense. But did it feel like at times that maybe on offense it was a little bit too predictable?
Well, again, when you're not winning first down and you get into second down and long, that's what becomes predictable. And then their D-line pins their ears back and they go. And they're built that way for a reason. So and then that's where the hits come. Second down and long, third, that turns into third down and long. And again, that's the formula, the unhealthy formula I'm talking about. And then Josh takes too many hits, and so we've got to figure that piece out. And I believe in our offensive staff. I believe in our coaching staff overall. I thought the adjustments on the defensive side were really good tonight, going into the second half. I'm talking about and. Kept us in the game, but again, not enough field position, like I said, penalties on special teams. So we just overall, to have those things come up, that combination of areas, and then still have a chance to win the game, says a lot about the effort that the players gave tonight.
I know he didn't come back. Is Maxwell Harrison in concussion protocol?
As far as I know, he is. I've not heard that directly from the trainer, though. I just know he was held out of the game. Yeah. All right, thank you, guys.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.